I also asked Holy Spirit, what message am I to give this morning? And he gave me verse John 15 and 16, just an unusual verse, I thought. It says, you didn't choose me, I chose you. And I appointed you to bear fruit, fruit that will remain. And then it says, then you can ask anything in my Father's name and I will give it to you. After that, I asked, Holy Spirit, where do I go from here? And I wrote it down. And Holy Spirit said, if you have a heart to bear fruit, I will be with you. Ask me. And I will place you at the right place, the right time, and with the right words. And I'm going to tell you, that gave me goosebumps. I had been watching a clip of Reinhard Bonnke. And here's Reinhard in Africa at a crusade. And as far as the eyes can see are African people. Thousands and thousands of African people. And here's Reinhard on the stage and he's got his Bible held high and he's going, hail to the power of Jesus. Hail to the power of Jesus. And then he says, say yes, yes to Jesus. Now I've got to tell you, not hundreds of people come to the Lord, not thousands, millions of people come to the Lord. Reinhard being at the right place, at the right time, with the right words. Excuse me. And the right words are an interesting thing, and we discovered that while we were away in Europe. This language breakdown thing was really quite comical at times, and also frustrating. I mean, there were just little things like ordering breakfast. In Spain, I would ask for poached eggs on toast with bacon. Never once did I say the word scrambled. And so on my plate, I have a bowl of scrambled eggs. In another bowl, I have bacon. In another bowl, I have toast. And there are my poached egg in another bowl. Just a total breakdown in language. There was this captain, and he had hit a reef, and he was sinking. And he radioed ahead, and he said, and he got a reply, and he said, I'm sinking. And the person at the other end says, yes, okay. Captain says, I am sinking. Reply, yes, okay. Listen, I am sinking. And the reply says, yes, okay, what are you thinking? A breakdown in communication. And it was the same in Thailand when we were coming through. True story. Kevin wasn't sure about tipping. And, do you add a percentage to the bill, or do you put extra money on the table, or do they tip at all in Thailand? And the Thai waiter came up, and Kevin said to him, do you tip in Thailand? And he goes, yes. And Kevin goes, how? And he said, by boat. You take a tip to one of our amazing islands, and if you ask the receptionist, she will tell you how to get a tip to our wonderful islands. And we just looked at him and go, thank you. So the language thing is really important, and to have the Holy Spirit tell us, I'm going to place you at the right place at the right time with the right words. Now, one of my favourite characters in the Bible is Mordecai. Mordecai is a solo dad who brings up Esther from a baby. And when she becomes of age, she's taken from him to the palace to be groomed, to be presented in front of the king. Now, Mordecai loves God with a passion. and he will not bow down to anybody but his God. Which put him into a little bit of a problem with the personal problem and the Jewish nation. And so he goes to Esther and he says to Esther, you have to go to the king and tell him to save our people. Esther says, I can't do that. I will be killed. Now, Mordecai could have said, I am your father. You will do as I say. You will go to the king to save our people. But he didn't. He said those great words. Esther, you were born for a time such as this. Right place, the right time, and given the right words. In Acts 1 and 8 it says, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And you will witness. You will witness in Judea, Samaria, Jerusalem, and to the ends of the earth. And guess where we live? We live at the ends of the earth. When we were on our trip, we took a cruise on a small boat. It only had 32 people. It was pretty obvious that you will gravitate to those who you have something in common with or you just click with. And that's how it was with us. So we spent a lot of time with this couple. They were from Prague, from Czechoslovakia. Interesting couple. She was a professional celloist. And they were telling us stories about what it was like to be in a country that was occupied by the Russians. And then how their parents, how they survived in a country that had been occupied by the Germans. And she had said that her mother's sister had been executed because she had housed Jews. And so they were really an interesting couple, as I said. But I was praying to God and I said, God, we know a lot about them, but they don't know we're Christians. Can you open up a situation where I can tell them about you? The very next morning, at breakfast, she comes out and she says to me, I've experienced a miracle. And I'm going, oh, that was quick, Lord. I've experienced a miracle. And it just came out of the blue. And I go, that's awesome. She said, I had a huge crisis in my life. And she said, and I went and prayed to little Jesus. And I didn't take that too far. And I go, that's awesome. And I go, okay, Lord, now you have to help me here. Give me the right words to say. Give me wisdom. And then I said to her, are you Catholic? And she said, no, I don't have any church. I just go and I pray to this little Jesus. And the Holy Spirit laid on me to give my testimony about the miracles that had taken place in my life. Not my testimony about coming to the Lord. And she held on every word. I'm not kidding you. She held on every word. And I was able to tell her that, you know, we pray to God anytime we wish for a miracle. You know, and it's awesome that you've experienced Jesus through little Jesus to go through there. I can tell you that if I had opened that little book in front of my newfound friend, she would have got up and said, see those that party group over there, which were the Aussies, I'm joining them. It's just how it would be, because now we're enlightened. We're enlightened. Holy Spirit speaks to us. We have the King of Kings to tell us, okay, it's all right. I'm going to place you at the right place at the right time and give you the right words. We don't need to freak out about it because he's not going to put us in a place that isn't the right time with the right person and all the wrong words. It's something that we can have confidence in. We see miracles today. Watching Reinhard Bonnke, and you know, thousands of people come up for experiencing a miracle, and they do. And we read about the accomplishments of a lot of Christians. Reading's good. Reading makes leaders. And if Pam was here, she'd be saying, "Really, Steph? Is this what you're saying?" You see, I have this reputation of not being a reader. But I just want to get the record straight today. I do read, and I'm blown away with the artistry that's in comics. Okay. Glad you got that one. But my point is, that we are to bear fruit. That's my point. We are to bear fruit. And you know, there's a spin-off actually too, with getting out there and giving the right words. Because you can go, wow, did I actually say that? Seriously, when the Holy Spirit gives you the right words, you go, wow, was that me? Because the rest of the time I walk around and go, oh no, is that me? When you're not plugged into Holy Spirit. But you may be asking the question, can I make a difference? You know, can I really make a difference? And I'm really pleased you asked that question. Because I'm going to ask Zany to come up here. I'm picking on Zany because of her age. If Zany, if she was to bring one person to God a year, and this goes under the system of exponential growth, one person, if she brings one person to God a year, and you tell that person how to bring one person to God a year, and then that person, and so it goes on. I think you get the message. When she hits 50, would anyone like to have a guess how many people would have come to the Lord? Anybody? Come on, let's throw some figures out there. How many people, by the time she is 50, would have come to the Lord? No calculators. 1 million. Sorry?
1 million.
1 million. Okay, we have 1 million over here. Do we have anything higher than 1 million? Come on, Dad, how many? 10 million.
2.5 million.
Zany?
10,000,000.
Yeah. Think about that for 10 million people would come to the Lord by just bringing one person a year to the Lord. Thanks. It is amazing. It is amazing. If we really think about that, can we make a difference? Sure, we can make a difference. You didn't choose me, I chose you. I chose you. I appointed you to bear fruit, fruit that would stay. Then, if you ask anything in my name, I will give it to you. That's one of Kevin's promises. I will give it to you if you ask anything in my name. For those of you who want to make a difference, for those of you who understand the power of exponential growth, of telling one person, would you stand so we can pray over you? Can those who want to make a difference, who can make a difference by just bringing one person to the Lord a year, can we just pray as a church to make a difference, to be Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, you have said, I will put you at the right place, at the right time, in front of the right people. You have taken the pressure from us. You have taken the pressure. You have allowed us to be part of your game. It's not like we have to be subbed on like a rugby game where we come onto the field. No, we can run onto a field, raising our hands, saying, here I am, Lord. Bring it on. Bring it on. I want to be part of your game plan. Your game plan to bring those to you. To think that, because if we don't do it, who's going to do it? And Lord, I just ask that you can place this on our hearts and that we have confidence. We have confidence in you, Lord, and confidence in the word that we can be bold. We can come to you with boldness, Holy Spirit. And we thank you. In Jesus' name, we praise you. We praise you, Lord, for the opportunities you give us. We praise you, Lord, that you have said that the promises are for us, that we can just rely on your promises. And we thank you for that, because you are the Almighty God. And you have said, as John has said, you love us so much. You love us so much. You want the best for us. You want the best for us. You want us all to come to this point in our lives, Lord. This point where we have confidence to get out there and share you. Because why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you want to share our Jesus, who loves us as much as John has said, who has promises for us as much as Kevin has told us? We have so many promises that we just need to hold on to the promises. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we thank you. Amen, Lord. Amen. For those of you who want to have prayer, Kevin and I will be up the front, and we would love to pray for you. If you need boldness, if you need trust, if you need just encouragement, please let us pray for you.
And for our guests, we've got a little gift for you. I'll be over at the table at the back. Won't you touch sides with me, please? Folk, lovely to have had you. Coffee and tea and biscuits at the back. Love on one another. Cheers.